You're on ABC Great Southern. It is a 25-9, and I'm wondering, when you go fishing, do you throw back the fish that are pretty rubbish by culinary standards that just aren't great eating? So if you get a skippy or a wild salmon or a leather jacket, do you just kiss it and throw it back, or do you keep it? Let me know on the text line, 0448 922 604. Now, after noticing a lot of people throw back fish they don't consider good eating, a team with ties to the Great Southern decided to take matters into their own hands. In collaboration with Wreckfish West, they've just released a free ebook imploring people to cook up their fish heads and use species they may otherwise throw in the bin or just straight back into the ocean. The ebook is called Scale to Tail, and it was released on Thursday. One of the ringleaders is Albany man Dr. Jordan Gertz, who's a marine ecologist at Curtin University. He grew up surfing and fishing along the south coast of WA. Jordan spoke to the ABC's Jenny Feast about the release of this new ebook, and she started by asking him how the project came about.
I grew up fishing and diving and surfing in Albany, and have always had a passion for marine life. And one of the first things I noticed is I also loved cooking up this seafood, and I really struggled to find recipes that were specific to Western Australian species. And a lot of the recipes online would be for UK species like cod or bass. And I also obviously work in conservation at Curtin University. So I've got a bit of a dilemma where I really like to eat the things that I study. So I thought if I could minimise the impact by using all these waste products and fishing for alternative species, then that was my way of contributing back for the fish that I'm eating.
So how much waste are you seeing? Sort of what sort of species that are considered rubbish, or what sort of cuts are underrated that you see could really be utilised?
So a great example is the Western Australian rock lobster. And that's actually WA's biggest fishery. And that was a species that I catch a lot here in Perth. I like to go diving for crays. And I noticed that every time I'd catch a cray, you rip the head off and you chuck the head and the guts in the bin. And that's actually over 50% of the weight of that entire animal. So every time you catch one of those, you're basically wasting half of it by throwing it away. And instead of throwing it away, you can use that head to make a stock, and once you make a lobster stock, you can freeze that and put it in a number of heap of recipes, like a paella, for example, and whatever you put it in, it really gives it this amazing flavour. So now I almost prefer the heads to the crayfish meat.
It's really interesting that you say that. Where did you end up coming up with the recipes that have gone into the cookbook? How did you find people to contribute?
Yeah, so we did a little bit of crowdsourcing. So the book was funded by Wreckfish West, who represent recreational fishers throughout WA. So we put a call out for wreckfishers to submit their own recipes, because most of the little tricks we've got actually come from fishermen's tips that they've come up with. And yeah, we got a great response and got a number of recipes. So you'll see some guest recipes in there. And then we also called on some professional chefs like Paul Lisco of Fervor to help us out with a number of the other recipes.
The book is full of some really beautiful photography as well. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so that's from my good friend Mick Sippy. So one of the other major advantages of working on this book was that I got to work with a bunch of my really great mates who happen to be quite talented people. So yeah, Mick Sippy did all the photos from us, and he's got some stunning photography from the south coast from various camping trips we've been on, so we thought, why not get him on board and get him to help out taking the photos of the food, and then chuck a few of his amazing photos of the southwest in at the same time.
Towards the end of the book, you have included a filleting guide. So how important do you think this is? Do fishermen really waste a lot with bad filleting?
Yeah, so this is another great one. This is we do an annual camping trip up to Warra Station, which is up near Exmouth, and a friend of mine actually came up with this one where we noticed that every time we filleted a fish, we'd chuck away the head and the frame. It is a little bit tricky to make stocks up when you're camping. But what we were also chucking away was the fish ribs, and he came up with a method where you take the ribs off as well, cut them out, and you can crumb those ribs up. And it's quite novel. You can hold the ribs by the bone like you would with a normal rib and just eat the meat off the bone, and they're absolutely delicious. So what we do is we eat the ribs while we're up there camping, and we freeze the fillets and take them back home. And that way, that was something that we would have normally thrown away.
Yeah, amazing. And that recipe's in the e-book.
Yeah, Wazza's Fish Ribs, that one's called.
I'm really looking forward to it. So, Jordan, can you let us know a little bit about where the book is available? Where can people find this?
Yeah, so they can find it on the Wreckfish West website, or we've started a Facebook page called Scale to Tail, the same name as the book. So if you follow that, it's a freely downloadable ebook. So we encourage you to download it and share it with all your friends. And if you're on the Scale to Tail Facebook page, then feel free, if you've got any great recipes of your own, to post them up there.
If you had one strong take-home message that you hope that readers may take from the release of this book, what would it be?
To encourage people to try and target a broader range of species, and then also to try and eat more of the fish. So what I mean by broader range of species is a lot of people in Western Australia will only target sort of the three or four select species, your jewfish, and that puts quite a bit of pressure on those species. So if we can target a broader range and eat a broader range of species, it's going to take some of the pressure off the more vulnerable species. And we're hoping that the recipes in the book will give you ideas of how to make these fish that people didn't really think tasted that good, taste really good.
That was Dr. Jordan Gertz, marine ecologist and co-author of the recently released Scale to Tail cookbook, presented by Wreckfish West, speaking with Jenny Feast there. And the ebook can be found and downloaded from the Wreckfish West website and also via the Scale to Tail Facebook page. And I was asking you earlier